Unit 28 reading. There was once a captain who named his ship after his wife. He had the figurehead of it beautifully carved, just like her, and the hair of it gilded. But his wife was jealous of the ship. "You think more of the figurehead than of me," she said to him. "No," he answered, "I think so highly of her because she is like you, yes, because she is you yourself. In a way, she is really even kinder to me than you are. She gallops along where I tell her to go, and she lets her long hair hang down freely while you put up yours under a cap. But she turns her back to me, so that when I want a kiss, I come home to Elsinore." Now once, when this captain was trading at Trancabar, he chanced to help an old native king to flee from traitors in his own country. As they parted, the king gave him 2 big blue precious stones, and these he had set into the face of his figurehead, like a pair of eyes to it. When he came home, he told his wife of his adventure and said, "Now she has your blue eyes too." "You had better give me the stones for a pair of earrings," she said. "No," he said again. "I cannot do that, and you would not ask me to if you understood." Still, the wife could not stop worrying about the blue stones, and one day, when her husband was with the captain's corporation, she had a glazier of the town take them out and put 2 bits of blue glass into the figurehead instead. The captain did not find out and sailed off to Portugal, but after some time, the captain's wife found that her eyesight was growing bad and that she could not see to thread a needle. She went to a wise woman who gave her ointments and waters, but they did not help her. In the end, the old woman shook her head and told her that this was a rare and incurable disease and that she was going blind. "Oh God," the wife then cried, "that the ship was back in the harbor of Elsinore, then I should have the glass taken out from her and the jewels put back. For did he not say that they were my eyes?" But the ship did not come back. Instead, the captain's wife had a letter from the consul of Portugal, who informed her that she had been wrecked and gone to the bottom with all hands. And it was a very strange thing, the consul wrote, that in broad daylight she had run straight into a tall rock rising out of the sea.